The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR Show. On this episode, it is a new, hip, cool R&B dude. His name's Kyle Dion. I'd heard a couple of songs from him, and then a couple of chicks I know told me they were going to see him. And then a couple of days later, it was like, hey, he can do the show. I'm like, oh, awesome. Will he play live? Yeah, great. All right, let's do it. So Kyle Dion comes on the SDR Show. Super cool dude. James Mattern is with me, but we are live in the studio. We did it out of the studios. And remember, maybe you're a fan of Kyle Dion. You could have heard it 5 days ago. You could have heard it commercial free. You could see it in HD. That all happens at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the code SDR. Get a 7-day free trial. See if you like it. Don't like it? Who gives a shit? Cancel. Just support the show. Listen anywhere. Listen on Spotify. Watch on YouTube. I don't care. Just want you to get out there and get the word out about the SDR Show. Really fun episode, really cool dude. It's Kyle Dion on the SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
It's interesting to watch a musician hear our intro song. I find that fascinating. Before we even introduce anyone, Kyle, what do you think of that as an intro song?
I thought that was fire.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, man. It's interesting because you have no context. You know, I doubt, you know, you're on a lot of shows. You're not going to do research for every fucking show you go on.
I thought that was great.
You liked it, right?
Yeah, I had a lot of encounters with titties last night, so.
Oh, welcome. Welcome to my world.
This was the show last night.
This was great to, like, hear that. It was
funny. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. We are in studio. James Mattern back in studio for the first time.
Studio!
Last time you were here was your birthday.
Yes.
When we had that crazy mafia dude on.
Can we discuss this real quick? Let's just have a real quick moment.
Kyle, you should hear about a guy that I think was 80%
nice. Kyle comes in and he has two lovely people with him, and one of them is named Luca. And him and I both say Luca Brasi. And Ralph over here goes, who is that? A goddamn another athlete? And we go, Luca Brasi from The Godfather. You go, the movie, The last time I was in this studio, we were interviewing that turncoat Carlo from The fucking Godfather.
Irony
of this, told so many lies, Kyle.
But well, he believes them.
I mean, yeah.
He mentioned the guy who killed JFK. He said he lost his virginity to Marilyn Monroe.
When he was 13 and that she raped him, basically.
My favorite story, he was abducted by... What's his name? The famous drug dealer.
Escobar.
And only survived because he happened to recognize him from the movie. And then they did scenes together. If it's true, it's the best story ever.
Ralph wouldn't have known anything about it. He'd be like, what is this from? Goddamn Mary Poppins?
He was like Forrest Gump of Mafia. Like, he just was there for all the right stories. It was pretty wild.
It sounds very, like, emotional, like it's getting to you.
These last 43 years have been getting to me, Kyle. I hate to break it to you, my friend.
All right, well, I'm telling you two quick stories, and then we'll get started. Because I am a fan. We have the new album, Sassy, is out. We'll talk about it in the song, Parmesan. Amazing. By the way, Lauren, who's here, she came specifically, she works at the Standard Comedy Club, and I just happened to mention to her, oh, Kyle Dion is going to be, oh my fucking God, I love that song, I'm coming in.
So now shout out to Lauren.
Yeah, I think she's in a class.
She stepped in the other room, she's in a Zoom class.
She's in a Zoom class. We switched times, you were supposed to be here a couple days ago, so whatever, she still wants to come, but anyway. James is a runner. I
got bad feet, though.
I'm still a little fat, right? But I used to be in okay shape. I gained a lot of weight. And then over the past year and a half, I started running a lot to where I'm running about 25 miles a week now almost,
that's good.
Right? Which is good. I'm almost not fat. That's our charity to finally came for me. Yesterday morning, I went on a run, and I've never experienced this before. It's wild to see running back. I've been on, I only did 4 miles yesterday, 3 miles in. I see a girl biking towards me, and I think to myself, that girl's kind of hot, right? Watch her get pummeled by a car.
Oh, my God.
A car comes out of a driveway in slow motion,
Car gets hit. First of all, it got hit so hard, a piece of the car broke off.
Get the fuck out.
That's insane.
She went flying over the hood and landed on the floor, blood everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Right? And conscious, but like blood out of her nose, blood out of her arm, and her feet were fucked up, right?
Am I allowed to curse?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going crazy.
I just said fucked up.
Okay, so, you're right.
Man, where? So into your own voice. You don't even know what I'm cursing, goddammit. All right, so... My first instinct is like, holy shit. What I did that I felt bad, my first instinct was stop my running watch timer. Because that says I made it about me first.
It's the most New York response ever.
Yeah, really shit. Oh, look at that.
I got to keep my pace. Yeah,
and so I stopped that, which is kind of shitty, right? But then the woman coming out of the car comes out, and another woman comes over, and they start arguing about whose fault it was for the girl who's almost dying on the floor. Like,
God.
And I said, can we just shut the fuck up? There's a woman bleeding on the floor here. Who also happened to be hot, right? So
I'm surprised you didn't go, can we shut up? I was on a 9-minute pace.
Is she okay? That's the question.
She's okay now, okay. Right? But we take her bike out of the car, put it on the side, and now she's in the street, and I feel like it's probably best to get her out of the street, right? And I pick her up and bring her off the road, which they say you shouldn't do. Hold on a second. Oi. Yoink. And just as I'm picking her up, she says, I have to call my boyfriend. And there's a scene in that, know that TV show where the guy goes, fuck you, and drops and walks away? I didn't do that, obviously, but it came to my mind. That would be hilarious.
I knew this was part of it. This was unbelievable.
It would have been hilarious. But then, I'm just going to make it as short as I possibly can.
No, I'm interested. I want to know if she's okay.
Next door is the EMT that happened to be where we got hit. There's an EMT station. So they come.
Wow.
And she gets afraid. She goes, I can't afford... emergency medical service. I don't have a good health insurance. And I just say, I don't think they can charge you unless you give them your information. They'll do your vitals. And then he goes, you're right. Yeah, make sure you're okay. And then we'll ask you for your information. You can leave, which is great. Okay, fine. And she goes, well, I think I might be, I don't think anything's broken. I think I'm okay. And again, I say, you just got fucking hit by a car. Adrenaline is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You have no fucking idea what's wrong with you.
Right.
And I love the EMT guy goes, dude, you're fucking killing this right now. That's right also. And then I think because I was right twice, she looks at me with like really crying the whole time and said, please stay with me until my boyfriend comes.
Oh, right? Shit. So now she met you with a boyfriend.
Yeah. So I said, all right, fine. And I just stood there. The whole thing was about 15 or 20 minutes. She also was bleeding profusely. And I had a little... napkin, not a napkin, but like my gaiter, like for mask that I wear.
Yeah.
I gave it her covered in blood, and she said, gave it to me. I'm like, just fucking keep it.
I think you can have that. Yeah. It's on
and
the
then
house.
The police came. I gave them my name and my cell phone as a witness.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely going to be charges because she got fucked. I mean, her nose, I think, was broken.
Oh,
and
God.
She got fucked up, but. My philosophy was it could have been so much worse. You could have died.
Yeah, she could have died.
Like, she should have died. It was nuts.
You could have died. You should have died.
You should have died. Yeah. Right? But it was the other woman's fault. She barreled out of a fucking driveway without even looking, full speed. It was wild. I'd never seen anyone personally right in front of me get hit.
I've never seen it this bad in New York City. I almost get hit 3 times a day in the Upper East Side.
Well, you have an unlikable face. People probably go,
oh,
after
my
you.
God.
I'm a baby face if this was wrestling. People love me. They'd be chanting my name at the Forest Hill Stadium. Are you out of your mind?
He already said he seems like you have an attitude. I mean, come on now.
No, I never said that.
No, he says it's affecting me because he's in tune, because he's a good young person brought up correctly. They have heart and empathy, Ralph. Not you.
Not
trying
me.
To help a girl so you can fuck her.
She
God
was hot. By the way, I was like, "Who? Your boyfriend wasn't here for you. I'm here for you. Well, this is the person you should
be. Yeah, did you size him up when he showed up?
He was actually a really good-looking dude. I'm like, all right, I get it. It's fine, you know?
And she was hot.
She was
gorgeous. So they're a good-looking couple.
Yeah, they're a good-looking couple. And then I start thinking about myself, would I have done this if she wasn't? And I have stopped a few times in my life. I saw an old woman fall a few months ago, and I waited till the ambulance came. So I know in me that I have,
you have some kind of empathy,
that I'm not just a fucking, you know, horny
sex
prick,
addict,
you know? So.
Vibe.
But what was this? As an old lady. Oh, I bet she was hot.
I bet she was hot
in 58.
She was
yeah.
Can I see pictures of you when you're 20 and maybe I'll stay out longer?
Oh, my God.
And then my other quick story, and then we'll get into the album. And I know you're going to play live, which I'm excited.
I love this. So
I am a creepy old single man.
Okay.
It's well established on the show that that's what I do, right?
Yeah.
And I'm on a date with
Lucas the man.
He's like, yeah, you look like a creep, right? That was the thumbs up.
He's like, he's striving to be you.
No,
like,
I don't think he was on my side. He's just like, yeah, you look like you're a fucking creep. That's basically what I'm saying. So I got set up on a date, by the way, and I'm I'm wondering if you both think this is disgusting. We'll start with this.
Okay.
Let's you know you, when you ask that, what the answer is usually going to be.
So let's say you're dating someone, right? And it ends amicably. Mm-hmm. You don't fight. You didn't, you're just not made for each other.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
nothing wrong. You didn't cheat on each other.
Yeah.
It just ends, right?
Yeah.
And you stay friends, right? Whatever. I will, not immediately, but down the road, ask that girl, if you ever have any single girlfriends that are looking to hang out, let me know, right? Let's look at a positive or negative on that. Positive, negative.
Okay. I mean, you knew what gender, who's going to do what.
And Julia, we definitely need your ups and downs, being the, you know, another opposite gender.
That was thumbs down. She was thumbs down.
She was thumbs down. She was thumbs down.
Not only thumbs down, it looked like some Game of Thrones.
Yeah. She was going to be.
Oh, it's like, no. Absolutely not.
Look at that face. That's off with the head. That's off with your head, dog.
She's disgusted.
Yeah.
So... Nine times out of ten, it works.
Yeah,
girls will say, "Yeah, sure."
Yeah, yeah.
So this was a date set up by a girl I used to date. Mm. Right, very pretty, my wheelhouse, Russian chick. She's a Russian girl, but raised here, no accent. Very pretty.
We're right
having
beach.
Having sushi. Probably I didn't ask, but so I would say the first 70% of the dinner going great.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty girl, getting along. Things are good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had checked out her Instagram, and on her Instagram, she does like a fake Russian accent, like pretending to, like little comedy bits where she's talking in a very stereotypical, only interested in money Russian voice. And I say, I enjoyed those clips with your fake Russian accent. I thought it was fucking cool. She says, it's not fake. I'm like, you don't have an accent right now. Is this fake?
Mm-hmm.
She says, no, it's not fake. I'm Russian. I get it. You're Russian, but you don't have
an
accent. That's not your natural voice.
Yeah.
But I am Russian. It's not fake. We start getting into an actual
fucking
argument. I said, so if it was a Spanish accent you were doing, would it be fake? She said, yeah, that would be fake.
Because she's not Spanish.
But you don't talk that way. You're putting on an affectation. She was born in Ukraine and came here when she was four.
Okay.
So she has no accent naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
She was raised here.
Yeah, yeah. But she just knows how to pull it off.
Right. And I would assume that in my mind, I'm always trying to analyze this shit. She is probably the most Americanized friend of her crew.
Oh, shit.
So she gets shit for being the American girl of her Russian friend. So it was a hot button issue for her. But boy, did it fucking ruin our... Like, she would not let it go. She actually said at one point, you're wrong. Only my opinion matters.
Oh, shit. That's fun.
So was she an Aries?
I don't ask that. That's a good question, though. I always say there's only two types of people that believe in astrology. It's women.
Yeah.
And then men trying to fuck women that believe in astrology.
There it is.
That's about it.
Julia knows. I just got into it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to guess that Julia is into it.
Julia loves it.
Yeah.
She's in. You're in.
So, Rob.
So I just got.
How was the rest of the play, Mrs.?
So it got so heated that the people at the restaurant were like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "Look, okay, it's fine. I don't want to argue. You think it's real? I assume it's fake. Let's just move on." And she wouldn't do it. At the end of the day, I'm never seeing that girl again.
Damn, that sucks.
And she was hot.
Well, in 3 months, I'm gonna ask you if you know any single Russian girls around.
I do.
See what's going on.
I know
on.
Her.
Julia, thumbs up on that. Can I swoop in on this? I love your authentic Russian accent. It made me think I was back home in the snow with pierogies.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So now let's start with this and me doing my research. I believe it's a year ago, almost exactly to the week, where you lost your iPhone. Did you ever track down that guy? Watch that video.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
And you said on the video that you were going to offer him money.
Yes.
Just give me back the phone.
Yes.
Did you find it, or you just had to get
it? I found it, and we tracked it down, and I saw that it was at like a pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to sell it. So then I called the pawn shop. I'm like, yo, did someone come in and give you a phone? It says "fuck you, bitch" in the front, because that's my wallpaper.
Does it still say it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, that was my other question.
It says "fuck you, bitch" in the front, and
it's not very PC of you.
Yeah, and he was like, "Oh yeah, they tried to come in, but we told them that we can't do it because it's not unlocked. They try to make you unlock it." So then I was like, "Yo," I texted him from there because you could text your iPhone from Find My iPhone, and he didn't respond. So I just had to go get a new phone.
That's fucking.
And he stole my in-ears system, like what I used to perform.
Oh shit!
So he stole the whole thing.
Was it someone you knew,
no.
or someone that just pulled it out of a car?
We literally were just coming to my friend's house in Silver Lake, and he's in California, and we were just coming home from like a night out or something, and I literally ran into his house. We sat in the car and we were listening to the album before. Obviously, we had it, and we're just like listening to it. We're just like, oh my god, this is gonna be great! I can't wait to come out. Blah blah. We sat in there for probably like 30 minutes, and then when I went inside, I just wanted to go to the bathroom, and I was going to head home because it was really late.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, I'm like, where's my phone? And I was searching his house. I'm like, what happened? I was literally losing my mind. And I was like, I can't believe my phone is gone. Like, I literally went to your house for 5 seconds. And I guess this guy was like watching us while we were in the car at 4 o'clock in the morning. Marked us, yeah. And just waiting for us to get out. And I didn't leave my car. I didn't lock it. So
sucks.
I fucked up. Yeah.
I realized also those stupid little iPhone, the new thing, the tracker things.
Yeah.
They don't really do anything for you
because
they'll just tell you where they don't like emit, call the police. They don't do anything.
They do shit.
So it doesn't matter. You just know that it's stolen. That's all
like,
that happens.
Bro, I will give you money. Like if you want to sell it, I'll just give you the money.
Yeah.
You got me, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. You know, like he wouldn't budge.
So. Wouldn't it be great if these trackers, like they really like protected you? Like they could tell that Ralph stole your phone.
I would love that.
On the drive, it just goes, we know who you are, dog.
Yeah, we're
coming after you, B.
Yeah. Or it should be, if you register those dumb trackers, it should just be like, all right, if you mark it as stolen, the police are brought in. End of story. Why not? Or else, what's the fucking point of them?
What's happening?
I don't get it. I don't like it.
I love that, though, that you remember that.
Yeah, get so close funny. To your mic, please. No one can hear.
I said I love that.
I
love that that you remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
All right, so now, you were born in Connecticut.
Yes.
But moved to Florida at a pretty early age, Fort Lauderdale,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, seven.
Do you remember that transition at all? Or do you feel any connection to Connecticut? Or you really consider yourself a Florida dude?
I consider myself a Connecticut accent. Is it real?
I consider myself a Floridian. I went back and forth to see my dad in the summers, but I don't really have like much connection with Connecticut.
Right.
So I would just say all my family's there. But yeah, I was just
you're Florida,
Florida
boy.
I'm Florida boy, yeah.
Because the interesting thing is that your dad was or is still a rapper,
yeah,
right, in Connecticut.
I mean, he'd be doing his thing,
right?
Yeah.
And your mom's family was like had a famous singer and a Portuguese singer.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's obviously where I would assume your love for performing came from.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that maybe working with your dad or doing a song with him or
yeah,
like
that's
that?
he actually like was part of my first studio session, like where he bring me in with all his friends, and like I was like probably six.
Because I heard you wrote your first song when you're like 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and yeah, it's being in the studio for the first time is like really like mind-boggling because I'm just like, this is all crazy, and I can't even believe I remember it because I was like six.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember like him just bringing me in the studio, all his friends, like writing and just learning about auto-tune and learning about like all these things, like where you're in the music video, you're like lip syncing instead of actually singing. I like, put those two together. I'm like, there's so much things that I was like gathering as information as a kid. And then, you know, when I moved to Florida, I just put it all in what I learned from my dad, I guess. And, you know, just started writing.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah,
I mean, I always look at those moments that you know, if you can remember something. My earliest memory, I think I was five. I have a crystal clear memory of a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have any of those things I do another show on health and wellness, and it's amazing how those things will define your life. So obviously your father had, and your mother's, who was your mother, someone in your mother's
family.
Yeah,
my mom's grandfather, I mean my mom's dad, I never met him though, he passed, but he was like a really big, you know, singer in the Cape Verde Islands, Portugal, like really, like he had all his kids in different countries, like crazy. Yeah.
And what's interesting that your first foray into this space professionally was is now 6 years ago, 7 years, mm-hmm. 2014, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you had a song, which I really love this story, made me realize how fucking old I am, right? So you had a song with Ja Rule, who you just flat out just asked Ja Rule to do it, and he said yes,
yeah,
which is pretty wild.
Down,
right?
Yeah.
But what I like about it is, when I felt so fucking old, is you said, oh, we had this song, it had kind of like an old school rap vibe. I'm like, old school rap? Ja Rule's not old school. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's
like
considered old school now, though.
When he was out, like when he was popping, I was probably like five. I said like my five-year-old self is like screaming because I just remember my mom maybe playing it and shit like that. But other than that, like I don't have like vivid memories of like jamming Ja Rule like when I was a child.
Right. Because you're 27, I think.
I'm 27, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so that it's funny to me because I'm very old. I'm 51, right? So I think of that when I was a kid, what classic rock was, that was 20 years ago. Yeah. It was the 60s when I was in the 80s, and it's the same fucking thing. Mm. And it just makes me feel like if Ja Rule is fucking old school, just shoot me.
Yo, it's hilarious when they came out, they were like, people, old timers were bitching about that. That ain't rap. Rap is Curtis Blow.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you listen to Curtis Blow right now, you might as well just listen to like flutes and some Baroque music. No disrespect to Curtis Blow. I mean, basketball. Great
as a
song.
Guy, so this, we talk about this on a lot on the show. My other co-host loves to give me shit for this, but I grew up in rap in New York City in the early 80s, right? So I was in a movie called Crush Groove, which is a breakdancing movie. I was a white breakdancer in Brooklyn, and they picked us to be in the movie. But all that old shit, I love Eric B. and Rakim and EPMD and all that early shit is my rap, but I'm fucking 100 years old. So that's why I like that shit.
Yeah, Ja Rule. Shout out to Ja Rule. You're not old, Ja Rule. They're just.
Well, he's probably younger than me. No, I think he's my age.
He's actually my parents' age, so he could be my dad. But
oh, this is the best thing I ever heard.
Yeah, it's great.
You're old enough to beat his.
But let me ask you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
How did it happen? Did you just cockily say "fuck this"? I'm gonna reach out to Ja Rule.
Well, I just thought about it because part of the song had this like little part where it was like, "Do it the way you want it, any way that you want it," and it just was like, "What if we had Ja Rule ad libs on there?" I was just like hinting at it, and I thought it was like a big ass stretch because like, how are we gonna get Ja Rule on this? Mm-hmm. But like, someone on my team like knew his camp.
Oh, so it wasn't a cold.
I didn't know him.
Okay.
I didn't know him, but as soon as they sent it to him, he was like playing it like immediately, and then I got his number. We're texting like it's like crazy.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, that's fucking cool.
He was supposed to come to my show like I think like two nights ago, but
it'd be great if he came out and did his fucking.
He was supposed to, but he was shooting something, so I had the other two people that were on my album come out, Duckworth and Carrie Foe. Shout out to them.
That's fucking cool.
All right, before we go any further, you know, I feel great that most of our sponsors have been on this show for a long time. It means that you guys support the sponsors that support us, which is always awesome. And these guys at YoCranium.com, they kick it out of the park every single week. Why? They're home of the $60 kilo. That's all you need to know. If you're a fan of Kratom, you know those prices could be double or triple that. With Kratom that you don't know how long it's been sitting around, you don't know the quality of it, you don't know if it's been on that shelf for a year or more, but at YoCranium.com, you're getting the best quality Kratom at direct-to-you wholesale prices. They are home of that $60 kilo. They make it super easy. They have custom blends only available there. And if you're looking for high-quality curated Kratom, there is nowhere else to go but YoKratom.com. What else do you need to know? $60 kilos, direct to your door, wholesale prices, no questions asked. It's YoKratom.com. Head over to YoKratom.com right now and get that $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it.
Okay, so now on your first album, Sugar, you said in an interview that it was the first time you started actually collaborating with other writers and performers. Did you find that to be a far more like productive way to do it? And you're still doing that to this day? Do you prefer to write songs alone?
No, I love working with my writing partner who's like been solidified as my writing partner, whose name is Bijou. Mm-hmm. And we wrote like, I think he wrote 8 songs on Sugar, and he wrote every song with me on this one,
that's
on
great.
Sassy. I love the collaborative like effort. I feel like there's more, you know, more creativity that gets to get put into the records and different perceptions, you know? I love working with other people.
And then on this, the new song, the new album Sassy, which I listened through a few times, what I enjoy, and I'm sure this was intentional, there's a lot of different vibes represented. There's like an acoustic song. Like Comfortable is like basically an acoustic song. It goes right into a rock song. Yeah. For lack of better words, Kiss Me Back is a rock song.
No, pop
right?
rock song, yeah.
So was that conscious? Like we want to try and hit a few different areas and show that I have other aspects to who I am.
100%. I feel like people like box me into like this soul, like neo kind of like neo soul kind of like, I don't know. I just felt like I didn't want to just be boxed into one thing, right, because I have so much range into what I can do. And I just wanted to showcase that.
Right. Because I remember the first time I heard a song or two, I was like, oh yeah, like it's felt the first few things I heard. Oh, like old school, like Maxwell, D'Angelo, like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And then on this album, like, oh, he's trying to show that there's more going on there.
Yeah. And also, like, I just remember when I dropped Sugar, like, not that, again, like, we were talking about age and shit, but not that it's old, but, like, I remember, like, people just, like, thinking I'm old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
who
I just.
You're old as fuck?
Like, just like my, just like, shout out to Rory, but, like.
Let me just say that. Live a day in my shoes and you know what it feels like.
Just like I was just making grown ass, like, I was making grown ass music and people would, like, not understand, like, you know, I was coming, I think I made Sugar when I was like, I was making it when I was 24 years old. And like, people were like thinking like, this guy is like 36 or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're an,
like,
old soul.
Like an old soul. An and old it's soul. Like, yo, I'm,
that's okay.
And I was trying to like, on an everyday basis, my friends know how I act and like how I speak to them and what we do and shit like that. And it's like, that's not being represented in the music. Mm-hmm. And it's just this like old soul, boom, bap, soul shit. And I'm like, I can do that, but I want to do that with like a, with a little spin on it because I want to put myself into it, and that's what we did with this record.
And that's also why, like, there's some fun interludes in there where you're obviously just playing around, and it's just showing that you're not just some old fart like me.
Yeah, like I'm showing who I really am as a person. I can do all the boom bap shit, but I, you know, I'm gonna talk about eating pussy, and I'm gonna talk about, you know, all this shit. Like, I'm gonna just go crazy and have fun because
James,
who
you
I
get
am.
You get into the boom bap shit every now and then.
I can.
You like a boom bap,
or do you just
I'm
do
boom
the
bap
pussy
tonight,
eating?
Baby? But when I'm done at 2:30, but the show's God willing. Well, you know what it reminds me of? I'm listening to you, dog. He was about the pussy. Early Prince. Prince.
Yeah, I wrote that down. I felt it very much like early Prince.
That's so funny because I tell people, like, people have been comparing me to Prince for like a few years now since Sugar, and I just didn't even do my research on Prince like that. I swear to God.
Is he an artist of some sort?
No, seriously, like I obviously grew up with hearing Prince in the hits, but as an adult I never went and dove in until I was being compared to him. Like, I wanted
records.
To, like, people are comparing me, so I'm like, I'm gonna go in and do my research. Right. And it's just like, I think that's a beautiful thing too, because I feel like the nigga's like reincarnating me or something, because I had no idea.
I was thinking
all that shit. Like, I had no idea that, you know, just why people were comparing us. Yeah. Like,
and he
that,
was,
you know,
a pussy slayer.
He was a machine.
Jesus Christ.
And if you are ever depressed, if you're ever, I hope you never are, so you seem in tune with things, but if you're ever sad or just throw an Erotic City, it's hard to not smile and feel good about life.
I love all that shit.
Oh,
you know,
buddy.
Amazing. And it's funny, the first time, this album more than Sugar, I said, oh, this definitely feels more Prince-ier, because he was the master of doing various styles of music, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One question I have to ask you, one of the lyrics in your song is that apparently every girl in the world tells you you're pretty. How true is that?
I mean, Julia's like, it's pretty true. Julia's like, it's pretty true. Julia, like, it's just, I mean, I love women and, you know,
But they all say you're pretty, right?
They do. They do.
Do you play head games with them and say you're handsome?
Yeah.
Yo, you a handsome
girl. I don't think any woman in their life ever even slightly thought I was pretty.
No?
Pretty?
I think it's a new thing, and that's why, like, even with the word sassy, like, it's more used
for women. Right.
And I think with, as like, you know, my generation, the generation after me, like, we're like evolving into like, I don't know, just this gender fluid identity, and just things are being able to just,
terms are
being thrown everywhere.
Directly,
you know?
In line with Prince. He was the king of androgyny.
There it is, exactly.
Sake.
So yeah, like, so. calling a guy pretty is like pretty normal.
I would, by the way, if a girl ever said that, man, that guy Ralph is really pretty, it would make my fucking year.
That's great. It's a great compliment.
Oh my God, it would never happen though.
It's great. You are pretty.
You're kind of blushing now just talking about
it. By the way, I mean,
you're pretty,
some girl said
pretty.
It tonight, I've never seen you act like this.
You wonder how happy then disenchanted I was. Somebody wrote a comment on one of our videos, and it said that my other co-host normally is Jay. His name is Jay. And someone said that skinny guy next to Jay has a fucking annoying voice. And I was so excited that someone called me skinny, and it turned out that they weren't talking about me. And it fucking pissed me off.
Oh my God,
it upset me so much. I was so excited. Really hurts my feelings.
Sorry, but you're pretty and skinny.
Yeah, you're pretty.
I'm not pretty. I'm not skinny. But I appreciate
you're a skinny legend.
Shannon's pretty. He's pretty.
Shannon's pretty.
You're
everyone's
good looking,
pretty,
but not pretty.
It would have been so nice if you said and skinny. That would have been so nice.
Shannon, you're wonderful. You are a wonderfully, perfectly skinny, beautiful lady.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank
Shannon,
you.
Just because that also, I'm not going to make you do any shows later. You're free today to do whatever you want after this.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
I was about to go on that one. I'm not good looking. Thank you. I had that joke for years, and I brought it back because it's truth. I am daddy's issues handsome.
Now you have what like you if, have is you have a look. You have a look that I feel a girl's going to see you and either go, not for me, or definitely for
it's
me.
It's a hard pass, or I wish Pop showed up to birthdays 8 through 13. It's really that. It's one or the other.
Only thing that works for me is I'm 6'5". So 6'5 helps a lot in the making me seem somewhat attractive.
There you go.
And if you like you monster that. Energy, I'm your boy.
Monster energy.
I also wanted that line in there too, just so like there's another line that says, I think that I'm pretty, whatever. I just wanted people to like be able to sing that. You know, like you can sing it and you feel like you're pretty. It's like self-confidence, you know? It's not about me. It's about being able to sing that and just...
And then, by the way, that leads me to a question. So a lot of your lyrics, like you said, there are some very sexually explicit lyrics and then there's androgyny kind of things in there.
Yes, yes.
In this ridiculous world, like Lauren right now, who's here, is in a class for like social justice stuff. And we're in a hypersensitive world.
Yeah, 100%.
When you're working on these songs, do you worry... Oh, that might come and fucking come back to bite me in the ass. We can't make that fucking line. Mm. Does that register at all? You don't give a shit. Like
it registers, but I don't care. Mm. I just feel like I'm not here to disrespect anyone, and I'm not here to like. I'm not a disrespectful person. Mm-hmm. I know boundaries with like, but at the end of the day, like people dig and they try to like run around shit, and it's like people are too hypersensitive, and I'm not gonna like. Not speak because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. At the end of the day, everyone's feelings will get hurt, and it's just about what you're saying, you know. And I feel like everything in the album that I'm saying, if it is kind of certain things that are like people can take it and spin it and say it's disrespectful or whatever, but it's lighthearted if you really listen to it. Nothing's crazy.
He lives in that world.
Yeah,
you know?
So it's just like nothing's crazy. Like, you know, I'm just having fun, and nothing's meant to be taken so seriously. So just. It's not that big of a deal.
But that also goes back to your early mixtape stuff, and your first record was more serious.
100%.
So you had to have, I guess, a moment of awareness where you're like, oh, maybe I need to start allowing myself to be me. And that happened on this album. 100%. Do you remember that transitional moment when you're like, all right, I got to stop. Like you said, people think of me as an old soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there a catalyst that made that happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think after we got off tour, I did like 3 tours in 2019 and then like experienced so much like world and like seeing different places and going out, me and my friends. Mm-hmm. I just had this like inspiration to just be like,
apparently eating a lot of pussy.
Eating a lot of pussy.
It doesn't eat itself, baby.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't eat
you haven't seen the way I do it.
It doesn't eat itself. It doesn't eat itself. That's actually my most favorite thing to do. I just want to let you guys know that.
Ladies.
I'm very good at that. It's a good asset.
I like him. No, I'm just,
you I like everything. No, I'm just
doing.
Like, I'm just,
I
no, I'm just,
kid.
I'm just being real. Like, I know my way around. You know, that's it. That's my favorite thing. Everybody
I feel
knows.
With me sexually, women tolerate it. Like, all right, he's giving his best effort. We'll let it go. Let us go for a few more minutes.
Can I just real quick? The last time I did, the night before, I was at the Cellar, and Will Savince jumped on with Attell, and they do a whole thing about it. And Will Savince talks about how he does it. It's like a gag. He's like, no. I'm down on this girl the next day, and I had to catch myself not doing it. It was in my head, Will doing,
oh, shit.
Oh, my God. I'm like, this would be a real bad way. I've been trying
to figure out this girl. That's actually funny. Have fun. Like, have fun with the pussy.
With num-num-num-num-num-num.
Have fun with the pussy.
I think she's seen Will's act. That'd be really weird.
James, please add sound effects to your pussy.
Yeah, of course.
Are you stealing Will's act while you're eating my box? You're a hack on so many levels.
Make the pussy laugh.
Oh, my goodness.
I even think it's funny. It's refreshing. To hear someone say that these days, because these days everyone's so goddamn, like that could get, like, look, this guy's talking about eating pussy, you can't fucking do that.
Let me tell you something right now. I heard like a song that's from back in the day. It's Fat Joe. And he said like,
I by the way, Fat
no, hold
Joe,
on.
I want to punch you in the
I
mouth thing back in the day.
I mean,
to
it's
me,
two
it's
decades.
A week and a half ago.
No,
two
but
goddamn
listen,
decades. He's not
listen,
wrong.
I don't know
There's
if it was.
There's this girl named Britney Spears. Have you guys heard of her?
I don't know if it was Fat Joe, but it was the Big Pun song. I don't know if it was his verse or whatever, but somebody in that verse and somebody in that song said, they don't eat pussy. I don't go down there. Or something like that. I forgot what it's called. I think it's Still Not a Player. I'm like, what the fuck was y'all on in the early 2000s?
Well,
y'all not
way,
eating pussy? Like,
a
what's
big
going
stereotype
on?
For black men all through the 80s and 90s was that they don't eat pussy.
Italians that's like,
what
too.
Is going
and Italians,
on?
Italians, yeah, Italians too.
That's why I was just confused. I'm like, why
Jew
y'all
boys,
not
Jew boys
pussy?
Do it.
Like,
that's it's known for. We're known
I
for
think
doing.
That was known, yeah.
Yeah, it's well established.
Yeah, well, I'm half.
Very weird.
Yeah, it is weird. So it's weird that you guy
like you're
like
gloating about like you're like I don't go down like there. Strength.
Well, you know the hood the old Italian hood type theory was, and in the mafia where you would not admit it, is that the theory is if you would eat that, this makes no sense. If you would eat that, you'll eat anything, including a dick. And so there's
really?
That. Yes,
is that, that really? Is absolutely, I don't believe you.
It's look up the Boca episode of Sopranos.
Oh,
I am so glad that I am in my generation and we're not stupid. Like,
but I also know that.
It makes no, it's the dumbest
you guys,
goddamn
I don't know
ever.
What the fuck was going on back then, but.
It's a big thing.
I'm so down there
same
immediately.
Thing with anything
first
to
date.
Do with ass. Anything to do with ass, a guy would be looked at as gay. If they liked anything with
I'm eating ass. I'm eating. It's right there. The pussy
Shannon,
in the ass is right
Shannon,
there.
Lauren. The ass and pussy.
The pussy in the ass is right there.
They're brothers. They're right next to each other. They high five each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. Dive in. What the hell is wrong with people? Like, let's go, baby.
Here's
it's 2021. Eat that ass.
The best. This is an old movie called True Romance, where Samuel Jackson has like two lines, and that's basically the whole his. His whole dialogue is, I ate the pussy, I ate the ass, I ate the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's crazy that anyone does it. I'm all with it. I don't understand it. It is weird to me.
Do it next time.
I always do it. I do everything.
Oh, you eat ass.
I do everything.
Okay,
there's nothing off the table.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I love that. See, this is why we're having good.
I had a girlfriend that didn't like it.
Why? By the way, you didn't do it right.
Well, that hurts.
You didn't
so.
Do it right.
That
yeah,
hurts.
Because every
well,
because
he came in with a full fist first.
Yeah, you didn't do it right. You gotta slow down. Maybe she didn't like how you did it.
Well, maybe she doesn't like the sound effects because I was hanging out with Will. Nom 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 nom.
True, true.
God damn, Will.
We have a couple other questions, but I want to do a song. I know you. Well, not me. You don't want to hear me sing, but I know you're gonna do a song. With
we don't have to do it though.
I would love it. I would really like you to do it. Is that okay?
I mean, no. I'm just gonna. I'm off tequila and just a bunch of shit.
Well,
but
by the way. Digging your whole vibe. You're an old school dude, man. It's
there
the way it
like
should be.
Kid.
No wonder people thought you were 36.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Do you want some tequila, Kyle? We have some.
We have tequila.
I would love a little shot.
Let's do it. I'll do a fucking shot with Kyle. Let's do this shit.
Yes, you guys.
You guys
like,
doing
I'm
it?
Done. You guys, we've been partying life for the last few days. We're fucked up.
But it's great. Like I tell you, it's always refreshing to see a young artist that actually fucking wants to embrace what it? Why it's fun to be a star?
Oh my God! It's just
get like, close to your mic. I'm going.
I love. I love New York, and it's just like every time I come out here, I'm just like partying out here because it's just like you guys don't sleep, and like LA is so whack. They close at like 10, or like 2.
I think 2 is that. Yeah.
They close at 2, and it's just like, come on, we're still. Like,
what I hate about
on.
LA, by the way, that it closes at 2, and then what does everyone do? Just get in their cars drunk.
Yeah,
and it's a DUI is a rite of passage in LA.
Crazy.
Last calls at 1:30, and they take
thank
the drink at
you.
1:45,
you,
and you're out the door.
This isn't a shot. But
this
thanks.
Is like 3 shots.
We'll take a sip.
I appreciate it. Here.
Chin chin,
cheers.
Boys.
Thank you for having me.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. I'm 1% Jewish. By
it's
way.
Okay. I don't need nothing.
You know how I know it's 1%?
Look at this.
Yeah, they didn't even ask if you wanted
don't
any.
Give a shit.
Have the other half
I'm
of
sorry.
Mine?
No,
I'm
it's
sorry,
okay,
James.
Baby.
You know what? I have you in my mind as someone who doesn't drink.
Everyone has thought that for 12. I have
he
been the last
drink,
one out of every bar.
He doesn't
bar.
Eat ass
yeah,
right.
I mean,
it's just
Christ.
Like there's a lot
I'm
of
I'm a drinking machine.
Apart.
I'm usually the person who closes parties.
You know how I know he's only 1% Jewish? He can't say L'chaim. He said L'chaim.
L'chaim.
There you go. There's that. Air's coming out.
He cleaned it up a little. 1%. I can't do nothing. I'm only half.
It's on its way in, James.
No, I was just joking.
Now,
I don't
now
need
you
it.
Better
no.
do it.
No, I got 3 shows tonight.
Now you better do it. I will fucking come off across
and
the table.
And I have a meeting after this.
There you go.
All right, so what song are you going to do first, sir?
I'm going to do Money.
Jesus. Oh, great. I love that song.
Yeah.
Good to see Playboy. Oh, my God.
Hi. Shout out. This is Julia right there. She's screaming in the front, in the beginning. Can I turn it? Can you turn up the music in my ear a little bit? She never asks questions, she like to take her naps. Want me to run up a check, then I go blow out her back. She give me ostrich neck, tongue in her ass crack. Yeah, I'm making bucks now, yeah, off of my ass cap. Nowhere to go, wasting all these fits. I call it polenta, but you call it grits. I'm sick of the album, cause I want the big hits. And yeah, I'm a skinny nigga, but I like a big bitch. And I don't need you, I need money. And fuck your feelings, I need money, yeah, yeah. I want moolala, can't you see? That I don't need you, I need money, yeah, yeah. And I don't take me too serious. My vernacular reckless, hey, period. Can you turn me up a little bit, the music? Coffee, Shit, I forgot to eat. I'm bringing on Popeyes, only eat the biscuits. I'm wearing my girl's jeans, eyes all on my dick print. And I'm in a Zoom chat, falsetto got me rich. I don't need you, I. And fuck your feelings, I need money, yeah, yeah. I want more la-la, can't you see, baby? That I don't need you, I need money, yeah, yeah. And I don't need you, I need money, yeah. Fuck your feelings, I need money, yeah. And I want more la-la, can't you see, baby? That I don't need you, I need money, yeah, yeah. And I don't take me too serious, babe. My vernacular reckless, hey, period. And don't call me unless it's about the money. Cause I don't wanna talk to anybody. And I don't really fuck with anybody, no. Don't call me unless it's about the money, yeah. I don't wanna talk to nobody, no, no,
I
no.
I can buy, you know, because you could buy people now. Like what? I can buy whatever the hell I want. I can do whatever I want. And I have money. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Man, that was fun.
It's phenomenal.
I'll tell you the funny thing about it. First of all, it's Kyle Dion. The album Sassy is out now.
Terrific.
And Kyle Dion on Instagrams and all the other stuff.
Follow me.
So the first time I heard that song, what I thought he said, and then I realized, oh, this song's called Money, is I thought he said, I don't need you, I need alimony. Alimony.
Alimony.
I need that too.
And that's what I was like, oh, he was married? And I was like, oh, it's I need money. I get it now. Makes a lot more sense than what I thought he was saying.
That was terrific.
Thank you, guys. I mean, that was like... That was cool.
That was great. That's was fucking
thank
great.
You sing like a goddamn angel.
That was awesome.
I feel like I'm in heaven.
Yeah, it was amazing. She's the girl on the track. Is that right?
Yeah, she's like
the lady.
I'm a girl. I texted her. I'm like, yo, can you just send me like a memo? I'm in the studio right now. I'm making this song called Money. Can you just send me like you need money and like why you need money and blah blah. She just sent me a bunch of shit. We chopped it up.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. And I also, by the way, just the vibe. Even with those lyrics, they're lyrics that you would think you couldn't say today. Things that are like. Taboo? Is that right a way to put it?
But if you sing that pretty.
Like she gave me
heart.
Ostrich neck.
Yeah.
She gave me ostrich neck tongue in her ass crack.
Oh, you guys got to get close again. Sorry. I know you separated for the song, but you're pretending.
No, this is the right time for us to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right at the ostrich neck.
For me and ass crack. This is when we get close together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So obviously the very obvious thing that has happened over the past year and a half is the pandemic. And I read online that you did get super inspired and creative and did it like the old school way where you're in a room together and just started creating together.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this album just came out, are you enough material for more? Like, where are you?
So much songs.
I would imagine. We had Alice Cooper, who, by the way, is an old school rock guy. You're too young to know who that is.
Mm.
We had him on the show, and he said that next year, there should be nothing but incredible music coming out because all these artists were home
just
for a year and a half just creating.
And so that's exactly what I was doing.
That's great.
So
you have the next one almost ready already.
I have a bunch of music and we have another plan to do something else I can't say, but yeah, with this whole like sassy area.
Will the next album keep the S titles going? Like Sugar Sassy?
I know, it's like it's so funny. I have like two S's. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. Who knows?
Because you don't want to be known as the SS. That was a bad thing back in World War II. So you may want to add a third one.
You got to add a third SS,
throwing out there that you might want to add a third one.
Might have to.
Yeah, but there's the super sport cars.
Yeah, and
remember those?
Yeah.
All right, before we do anything else, we were talking earlier about Yo Kratom, and you know how much they support our style of comedy. Well, now they also have Yo Delta, the home of Delta 8, and they are another sponsor on this network. If you're over 21 and you live in the majority of the states where this is legal, then it's time to stock up on Delta 8. What is Delta 8? It's something that's found in weed that can be legally shipped nationwide and 100% will get you high. It has become the item of choice to be smoked around here by all the Gas Digital staff. It is Yo Delta. You go to YoDelta.com, and they have the gummies, they have the vapes, and you know they will get you high, and it is legal. No longer do you have to track down a drug dealer or worrying about getting into any trouble, because this is legal, at least for the time being, it's legal. And they can be shipped to the majority of the states. It is 100% legal. So go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, and you're going to get 25% off. Once again, the promo code is GAS, GAS. You get 25% off vapes, gummies, Delta 8. What else do you need to know? All right, let's get back into it.
So you say, which is an interesting way, that you don't hear artists do this right now, because I've been preaching a 180 gospel than you. And I'll say that for artists that come on the show, I always say you need to release a song to get the people interested. And eventually you could release it as a track or whatever compilation. But you said very much you're an album guy. Yeah. You want to record albums.
Yeah.
Do you think that's contrary to what's popular right now?
I don't think so, because I feel like there's so much music coming out, and it's hard for people to like dive into a full body of work right now, because it's so everything is just so accessible to like anyone. Like if I want to be a singer right now, like, or if I wanted to be a rapper and it's like I'm some person in my room and I never even like went into music, I could just put out an album. It's just so easy. You don't have to have like a label. You have to have anything. It's just like push it out. So I don't think that we're in an album.
I'm gonna interrupt for 1 second. What the fuck is happening right now? Oh, you're taking pictures. Bobby's not here. Okay, I was confused. I'm sorry. You could have sent Lauren in to do it, and it makes it an interesting thing. I was just like, what is going on here? I thought Lauren asked you, please put pictures of him on my phone. Until you started taking pictures of me, I'm like, well, that's not going to be it. Now I understand. Sorry.
No, you're good. Yeah, I don't think we're in the album world right now, but that's just who I am. I like to make just worlds.
Right,
like
which I think is great. I love it. I just feel that the unfortunate truth is, look at TikTok. Like, people barely have a minute attention span, and I think it's just getting worse and worse. So the fact
I don't give a fuck about that. Like, I don't care about people's attention spans. I do this because I love it, and there's a bunch of people that love it that allow me to make a living off of it. So I do it because I want to make, you know, experience for people that fuck with me.
There's an artist that you're not that familiar with named Prince, right?
Don't know who that is.
What he did that was fascinating, which album it was, but when CDs came out, he was annoyed because people could just go through the tracks.
Yeah.
And so he made an album that was just one track.
Amazing.
So you could not.
How smart is that?
Which one was that?
The one that had Pop Life on it.
Mm.
Pop Life was buried into that track. And then the reason why I know this.
A Soft Parade.
Strip club DJ for 10 years. Every girl loved that song. I had to fucking zoom through the goddamn album to get to the start of that track to play it for a girl.
As you should, Prince. As you should.
That's a good song.
I love that.
It's a great song.
Oh, I love that because I can't stand when people like skip through.
No, I get it.
Because for me, like, I make it like, I work hard on like the sequence, and I'm just like, yo, you can't listen to the first, you can't just listen to the seventh track and not listen to the first.
I like that you're into music for A, the creative process, but 100%. B, for the vagina.
For the pussy.
Yeah. Well, I try to class it up a little bit. I'm sorry.
We like raunchy.
He could get away with it. You're 51 and don't sing like an angel.
Soon
you've
got to
say vagina. He could say, he could say.
I'm going to be 52 and like right around the corner. I'm basically.
Oh, when's your birthday?
New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm going to be an old man. I mean, I'm already an old man.
But you're doing great.
I would say that
when I was in my 40s, early 40s, and I would tell people I'm 40, people go, holy shit, you're 40? I can't believe it. And then when I turned 50, I tell people 50, like, uh-huh, get it. I see it. You're 50.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow, you're not giving me hope for the next 7 years. Shit.
You look great, man. Don't worry.
Oh, you're being very nice. So now, give us a little bit about what's going on, like, from today forward in the world of Kyle Dion. I know she was going to go see a show.
I know.
But she couldn't make it because she said something about being mad at the way you described eating pussy. I don't know.
Well, oh, man.
I'm kidding. I made that up. So what's on the agenda?
Well, we just had our show, and then we're going to announce a tour soon that will go on very soon. And, just more visual shit and... Yeah, just surprises and shit. I can't really say
I do. I really do feel. I feel this once in a while. We've had this discussion where you have someone in the studio that feels like a genuine artist versus someone that's just, you know, when we interviewed like Ace Frehley together, he's just a dude from Kiss that's a great guitarist, but I don't think he's like angst to put out music. Does that make sense?
He's over it.
Yeah.
He's on to other things. He didn't care anymore, which is weird because we were both such fans. Yeah.
Kiss is a band, by the way. From the 80s,
I know.
70s.
I know.
But you clearly care. Like I get the old soul thing because I always got that. And it's a nice thing, man.
No, I wish I got that. I just get old. I don't get old soul. I just get old.
Well, it's sold your soul already.
I'm waiting to do that.
Pays well.
I heard. But yeah, I went through, like, you say he doesn't care. Like, I went through a lot of, like, downs with this album too, like just having, like, when it was done I was just like, what do I do now?
Yeah, because,
like,
you held it for a while, right?
Oh my God, I was like, I went to a, like, almost like a month of depression, like I was like really really sad because I'm just like, what am I gonna do now? Like, I felt like when I was making this album I was like in a routine, and once that routine was over I'm like, what am I doing? Like, am I gonna put this out? Like, it's a weird time, and I'm just like, bro, I made all my, like, my whole team, I was just like, yo, we need to just put this out. I don't give a fuck. We're in COVID, whatever the hell. Like, I need to be the right person to represent this album in this time. And if we put this shit out in next year, I'm not going to be that person. I'm evolving every day. So I'm the best person to represent this album because this is who I am right now.
I like that.
And I need
by
to put it out.
I've spoken to so many artists that struggled with what to do with the release. You know, you have an album. And by the way, so Sugar Sassy, I'm just going to throw this out there. My last name is Sutton. If you want to do it,
Sutton.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it. That's all I'm saying.
All right, maybe.
Just throwing it out there. All right, so we should ask the questions and then we'll do the plugs and we'll wrap this up.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Good.
Shannon?
The first time ever I saw concert, did drugs, had sex.
All right, as you know, the name of the show is SDR, the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every artist that since the dawn of time, their first experience with all three. At first, when he first walked in, I thought maybe he's not going to want to answer these questions. But now I feel he's dying to answer these questions. I could be wrong. Okay, so we start with rock and roll. And what we mean by that is just the first concert you went to. It doesn't have to be a rock concert. Just the first one you went to, ideally, on your own volition. Like, I wanted to go here. I wasn't dragged by my parents. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to the show. Do you remember the first show you went to? Hopefully it's something we know.
Yeah, hopefully. It was the Scream Tour with Bow Wow and I think there was a bunch of people on there, Omarion or some shit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was like I went out, I actually did it like in Connecticut.
He was already Bow Wow, no longer Lil Bow Wow at that point. That's how old we are.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
And at that age, you're already old enough. You knew this was the industry you wanted to be in. How old were you at that point?
I don't know. Whatever year that was, I don't even know. But I know I was a kid. And yeah, maybe like under 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was in Florida, I imagine.
No, it was in Connecticut.
Oh, it was in Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still
I was just, it was in the summer. I was just here. I was like, I went to my dad in the summer, and like, I think I went there with all my cousins, and yeah, it was
2005.
Cool.
2005.
2005. Thank you, Shanoon.
You yeah, yeah, there you go.
Wow. Perfect. God damn it. How old were you in 2005? I was 35.
Yeah, I was a young buck, baby.
God damn it. I hate you all
so much. I was 27. It's right before I moved here.
The weird thing, how creepy is it, by the way, and feel free to be honest, that I still go out with girls in their 20s? It's disgusting, right?
No, I mean, when I'm 50, I'll do the same, I think.
It's disgusting, right?
I get shamed at 43.
You know why? Because girls in their 20s, they like older guys. Like,
thank God
we have no issues. Like, we be struggling. Like, they like, I don't want to mess with people. Like, with the guys in their 20s, they want to mess with older guys that got their shit together.
Thank you. So. Thank you, bad fathers across the land.
God bless. As someone who had one who didn't show up, who I never met, it evens out.
That's why James and I had sex together many times.
Yeah, well, it's still not even 3:30, so
no,
give
we
it
love
time.
That for you guys.
By the way, Shannon, to add insult to injury, there's shit on the floor in here too. The guys that cleaned up last night did a really shitty job.
Like actual shit?
No, there's pens and cups and things.
Okay.
And we were arguing. I yelled at some of my staff here because they don't know how to clean the studio at night, and it's just annoying.
It's so
but
clean.
But they pour a good tequila.
Well, they pour it's a hazy tequila.
It's still nice. It's a beautiful spot.
I have OCD with clean, and the staff will tell you. I'll walk in, I immediately see all the problems, and there's never a situation.
But I feel like you're I have OCD with clean, like actual clean, but I'm like artistic, so I'm very messy
clutter.
Organized. Right. Clutter.
Yeah.
So I'm not OCD with clutter. I think you're more so like you see pens and shit, but if it's dirty,
I
get crazy.
I'm both. But like for instance,
if it's dirty, like naturally nasty, like I have to scrub shit off, like I can't do that.
Let me explain this.
Okay.
Today is, while we're taping, it's a full disclosure, it's a Friday, right?
Yeah.
This is coming out on Wednesday, but it's a Friday. On the show that we did live Wednesday, I gave my co-host fan mail, right, that he opened up. The box is still right there.
Okay.
Okay, it's sitting right there.
Oh, so you care about shit like that.
That's like, why
I don't care
is
about
that
shit
there?
Like that.
It shouldn't be there.
Yeah,
right?
I don't care about shit like that.
I
don't care about
shit like
that.
I just feel like
I care about if there's like mold going on.
Oh, no, we, by the way.
There's a slice of pizza half eaten right now.
Like
my
moldy.
Goodness gracious.
I want it to look like a goddamn showroom every time someone comes in.
Oh, well, it does. It does. Don't worry.
I don't feel that way.
It feels great.
It's
I do.
To me, and it's anyway.
Care about my feelings because I'm the guest.
That's true. You know what?
I feel like it's great.
Fair. All right, we'll move on. Now, the first drug you ever did, we say after pot. Unless pot wasn't your first drug.
I did, when I was doing this album, I went to the beach house with the two guys that I made this album with. Shout out to Chris Hartz, executive producer, and Bijou, my writing partner. And we did some acid, and we just like tripped and like had a good time.
As
like,
your first time doing acid?
Yeah, it was my first time.
For the recording of this record?
Recording, yeah, yeah.
And so you, it was like, I guess like you were 26, 27, yeah, yeah, somewhere yeah, around there, right? Yeah, yeah. And did we love it?
I thought it was cool. I kind of like microdosed.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to see how it was, like ease myself into it. They were going crazy, but because they have many experiences. They're like older than me too. So it's just like, they're just, come on, dude, we're vibing. It was a great time. We made like some crazy ass like rock song that didn't make the album. And it was a lot of fun.
Do you have any thoughts of releasing tracks that didn't make the album as like bonus material for
100%.
That's great. 100%. I love it all. Love it all.
I saw it coming.
All right, now the first time you had sex.
Okay. First time I had sex, 18.
That's a nice age.
I know. I mean, it's
He's
cool.
He's a nice boy.
He's yeah, a nice gentleman. Boy. He's a gentleman with an old soul.
I'm a nice boy. Yeah, it was...
Who's just... also very good at eating ass and puss.
It's good to have them both.
First time I had sex, I was 18. It was this girl that actually like my homie smashed too.
Okay, fair enough.
And we just found out, but whatever.
But wait, so were you dating or
was no? That... We weren't dating. We were just messing around.
And she knew you were virgin?
No, she didn't.
She didn't. Did you ever tell her?
Nah.
Do you want to shout out her name?
They
right
don't
here?
Need nah. it. No. The girl who took mine had no clue, and we're gonna keep it that
well,
way.
Well, mine, I told you this story. I told her years later. I ran into her, and I was drunk. It was the night I graduated college. I ran into her. Like, oh my god. I never told you the first time we had sex. That was my first time. And she went, ah, well, that explains a lot. Oh. I'm like, ah. Yeah,
I mean, before 18, I was doing other shit, but I just didn't like penetrate.
Right. So you had penetration.
At 18.
At 18. And did you see this girl again? It was a one-off thing?
No, because we were like graduating. So like probably never, yeah, I never saw her again.
Did you high-five her afterwards? Like, thank God or whatever?
It was kind of, it wasn't that five. Like,
like you hit the winning three.
I just wasn't as experienced. I wasn't like, I was just
Well,
learning.
I would imagine.
Yeah,
How
I was
could
just
you
learning.
Not be? It's your first
time.
Yeah,
it was great though. I mean, it was cool. I've had better sex though.
I would hope so. Yeah. I've never had better sex than the,
if that was your
the
apex.
Girl that I embarrassingly humped for 3 seconds without a condom and came inside of her like a lunatic.
Oh, God.
Hey, you're lucky.
You're just dying for a child
yeah,
or something.
I was, that's so stupid. I didn't know. I was
Do you
17.
Have kids or no?
No, no kids.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my mother hates it. But yes, I was 17.
My how mom's going to hate
you,
me too.
They know
I
you
don't
said
want
this
kids.
On the show.
I'm 43.
Now, how old were you the first time you had sex?
Oh, I was 21.
Wow. Wow. See?
I'm shy, and that's why... people think I've done better than I have. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, I've done okay, but I have criminal shyness.
Mm. Shannon, did we ever ask you this on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't make eye contact.
Shannon, how old are you?
17.
No, I was young. I was like between 15 and 16.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. You're between in it. That's really
Louis, but with the record on the show was the dude from Godsmack. He was like nine.
Yeah, eight. Yeah, but he had oral sex
at 8 years old.
And Kyle, he said it so deep.
He was so proud of it.
It was on Zoom, and he was like, he like put his fingers like
he was getting there.
Like he was Aristotle, yeah. And I was 8 years old, and then the way he presented it was insane.
Yeah. Wait, is that like
eight?
That's like child.
I mean, everyone should be in prison, including us, for getting the goddamn story.
That's
it's unbelievable.
Crazy.
But the best part was the story. I know we've told the story, so fans, I apologize. But he was going. He was at his friend's house,
yeah.
And the sister of his friend watched the two of them, and then what happened. And as he was, his father picked up and drove him home. He said to his father, "Daddy, it was so much fun. Johnny's sister put my pee-pee in his mouth."
Oh.
And he slammed on the brakes and went back to the house. And it's a fucking crazy story.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this all took a turn.
Oh, well, it was pretty sexy as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my God.
So,
anyway.
Back in a happier time.
Yeah.
Speaking of pedophilia, the new album.
Yeah. What the fuck? Right, well, we don't condone that.
No, we don't condone.
We do not condone
that.
He seemed pretty well adjusted, and he's in a big rock band.
I've never seen anyone deeper in thought. Swear to God.
Poor guy. Yeah. That's scarring. Yeah.
So, by the way, we always add a song to our playlist every week at the sdrshow.com/playlist. The one that is everywhere these days is Parmesan, so we're going to add that to the playlist. Very cool. Did you eat all that pasta and stuff during that show or no?
On
that
video? I had to eat a lot of it. It was disgusting.
I imagine, because at the beginning it sounded like a fun idea,
yeah.
And then at probably one point you're like, well, this was a mistake.
Yeah, I was getting tired of it. I was like, fuck, this is nasty as hell. Like, I was just scarfing it down. They kept on telling me that we kept on doing takes. It was nasty.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
So follow you at Kyle Dion, the album Sassy. Is out now. We're
buy
gonna,
it now, bitch.
We're gonna play Parmesan. Any other plugs you want to throw in there before we wrap this up?
What else? Shout out to Chris Hartz. Shout out to Bijou. Shout out to my whole team. Shout out to you guys. Love you. Thank you.
And we'll do a round. James, your plugs.
The James Mattern. Think Pattern, but with an M. Commissioner Comedy Podcast. Check that out. Also, the new one's coming out with me and Shuli. Thanks for coming out, a podcast about bombing, where we interview comics about bombing and their early shitty material. This is a big deal. November 12th, my new album is finally, it is the date. No segues is the first one. This is my new album. It is called The Check Spot. It was recorded entirely while people were paying their bills and drunk.
Which is the nightmare spot for comics.
It is a portrait of dealing with chaos. I am incredibly proud of it. November 11th, if you're in the New York area, come to the release party, New York Comedy Club, 4th Street, 10:30. It is a lineup that is insane. John Laster, Corinne Fisher, Nathan McIntosh, and Night Cream. Musical act I think you would love that is led by comedian Greg Stone. And there's going to be surprises, and I can't announce what it's a part of, but there's something going on in New York comedy that week, and we might be a part of it.
What day of the week is November 11th?
A Thursday. It is Veterans Day. My grandpa built bridges in Korea, I could have this release party. So come to that November
11th. It's so late for me, but maybe I'll try and come. Yeah,
it's going to be a party like no one's business, and
it's not late for you.
I'm old, man.
But that's a mentality.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I like to get up at like 6 in the morning to run.
Hell no.
To run,
you'll
Shannon.
Be up till then
you
that night, baby.
You got me fucked up.
Like, you'll be up then,
yes. To run.
6 a.m. and then to run?
Yeah, I run at 6 a.m. And so that's
you lost me at 6 a.m. Yeah, and you're running?
I'm running? Baby boy, we're going to sober you up about 5. I'll go running with you.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Okay, Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting people, comedians, reality stars, musicians, etc. And they tell their stories about their worst date experiences, their memorable fight stories like street fights, and experiences with the paranormal.
All right, so don't say anything yet. This is the question we ask when we have Shannon do her plugs. Does this man, Kyle Dion, believe in ghosts? I'm giving 100% thumbs up. What do you say, James?
I said thumbs up. I think I just saw a tell.
And Shannon?
I say yes.
Yeah, I say yes. You do or you don't
believe in ghosts?
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know. I have no feelings on it.
No feelings either
way. I saw
a
shake from, I'm just from like, Julia, I'm just so like, I don't know where that goes.
I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it could be possible. It could not. I don't know. I don't really care.
You don't care. Okay, you don't think either way. If it happens, it happens.
I don't think it's not. Like I think agnostic. It's possible that, I'm just like, whatever.
I like the agnostic term.
I never encountered a ghost, but like, I'm open to it. Like, ghost, what's up?
So that's like a moderate.
Where's that ghost pussy?
If he puts out a song called Ghost, What's Up, I would really like that.
Let's run that ghost coochie up.
Yo, ghost pussy's a fucking great.
That's what I'm trying. Ghost coochie.
I like it.
Yo, let's get my bass. Let's record this.
By the way,
this
the name
shit.
Of the album should be Ghost,
ghost
Coochie.
Pussy. Name
let's go.
There's no ass.
That's right.
No, it's fine.
Spectre. Ghost?
Spectre.
Spectre pussy.
Spectre sniz.
Oh, yeah. Soul.
Soul sniz.
Soul coochie.
Soul coochie.
Soul coochie.
Is the album everyone's been waiting for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness comes out every Monday called The Good Sugar Podcast. I do that with the founder of Juice Press, and we talk about health and wellness. And we'll add that song we talked about, Parmesan, to our playlist, thestrshow.com/playlist. Dude, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a blast.
Thank you for having me.
I will see you on Saturday on the SDR show. Peace!
You've been listening to the SDR show.